Hello and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Vlad.
Hey guys, I'm Nikola.
And we have a lot of news to share with you today.
It's going to be a great show.
This is our set.
I will rub your in it. Get out.
Come on.
Out.
Let's go.
Amateurs.
All right, let's take this thing again from the top.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is how we're gonna do. This is why we haven't practiced for so many years.
Okay, roll it again.
And welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez.
I'm Brian Keller.
And Brian, it's been, it was our 9-year anniversary last
episode.
It
was, and both of us were traveling or running events. Or
off by
doing
one.
Doing more important things.
Exactly.
But we thought we'd stop by because, This Week on Channel 9 turns 9.
And we have awesome. So much love for you.
We do. Hi, Mom.
Yes, exactly. The One Watcher. So, Brian, why don't we get into it? And maybe just going through what each of us does. So, what would you say
what
I
would
do
you say
here?
You do here?
I think our tagline is going to be make documentation great again. I think that's really what we're trying to do with, I work on the docs at Microsoft.com.
Hold 30 seconds without a Trump reference.
Exactly. Yes. Our PM team, and we're trying to make everything open source awesome. The latest thing was we got all Windows content. So first time Windows content is not only available on GitHub, but also open source and available for community contribution. So huge thing from a group of people that you wouldn't normally be like, the Windows team, they don't get open source. They totally do, and it's fantastic.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that later as well.
And what would you say you do here?
How's the family? How are you guys doing?
The family is great.
Good.
Davina's lovely.
Good. Excellent.
Yes.
Gavin, not so much?
Yes. So, yeah.
Right.
He's going through his Python phase. You know how it is with kids learning to code.
I know it. So things are going well for me, too. I run a small team that is focused on our own internal engineering system. So we have this effort at Microsoft called One Engineering System.
To rule them all?
Yeah, to rule them all. Yeah, it kind of came about during the One Microsoft push that people may have heard of, that Satya is really about, operating as one company. And so our team basically helps the rest of the company adopt Visual Studio Team services and related technology for running our internal engineering systems.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So is docs, man. Just hang in there.
Okay, all right.
And so we have 65,000 people internally using VSTS, and it's an exciting space. I don't have to live on an airplane anymore, which is great. I get to see my kids at night. So it's
good. Which is fantastic. And you have a new one. So everybody knew Paxton, who has been on the show.
He has been on the show. And Briggs is 7 months old, so we'll have to get him in just
we'll
as soon
We'll do a Davina Briggs episode one time.
That's a great idea.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
Should do that. So, happy birthday to .NET.
Yeah, speaking of how old we are, so .NET turned 15, so they actually had a party, which was fantastic. So Dee Dee Walsh, which a lot of people may know kind of just from her community days, organized a bunch of folks on LinkedIn to go to this. And by the way, I sent you this invite. And
if
you did
it's
not
on
show
LinkedIn,
up.
I don't check it. So.
Oh, yes. Okay, so, and then you can see the lovely Beth Massey showing just how much love she has for the .NET community. So she let me share that on Twitter, and I thought that was... There's a lot of love for the community right there.
That's cool. Yeah.
So Anders was there, a bunch of other old school folks that had worked in docs for a while. So Yuval was there. Kind of you name it, they were there, except for, of course, Brian Keller representing J++. So
J Sharp. I was never the J++ product manager. I was the J Sharp product manager.
Okay. Yeah, no, that went well.
Email Tony Goodhue with your J++ questions.
So
speaking of .NET, John Galloway is
right.
now the new... What do they call it? Executive director? It's a very fancy... President of .NET is John Galloway.
Right, exactly. Yeah. This is the .NET Foundation, which basically is trying to grow the ecosystem for .NET. And there's a number of folks within that ecosystem. And previously it was Martin Woodward, who had been running the foundation. And Martin, you said, is now... what would you say Martin is doing now?
Well, you're skipping ahead two slides, Dan.
Slide on him. So let's talk about John Galloway, because one, this was the press release. This is the picture he picked.
Very and boring. Nice
yeah,
smile,
exactly.
But,
yeah,
know.
He seemed like a contributing member of society. And then there, look at this. This is the picture of his Facebook profile. We have the scumbag mustache. We got a suit in a pool. I don't know what that yellow and brown thing is. Caffeine is the breakfast of champions. I'm a PC sticker. This should have been
the press release photo.
We need to rewrite this. This is the best picture ever. I am jealous of this picture.
Or I'm a personal fan of this one. Did you know that John Galloway won the Showcase Showdown on Price is Right?
Which is fantastic. How many people can say they did that?
I know. He's got a nice blog post where he talks about how he annoyed Bob Barker by like mentally adding up the numbers and getting it wrong, by the way. But he won. He had a car that I think until just a few years ago, he actually still drove that car.
Oh, no way.
So great, great story. And John Galloway with hair, which is cool.
So have your pets with hair. Spayed or neutered. Great.
Yes, absolutely. Which brings us to Martin Woodward.
Yes, Martin.
Actually, I didn't know what he was going to be doing. I knew that he was kind of looking around. And I found out today, just minutes before we went on the air, he gave us permission to announce that he is coming back to my team, the VSTS team. He's going to head up our community efforts. So
great.
Donovan Brown, a lot of people might know, rub DevOps on it. He's going to report up to Martin. Anisha, who runs our MVP community, is going to report to Martin. And I think he's hiring. So if you're interested in coming to be an evangelist around the VSTS topics, get in touch with Martin.
Congrats to Martin and team.
Definitely.
Yay! We have a live audience. This is the largest audience we've ever had on this video channel line.
It is.
And let's never do this again. Okay, great. Really. All right.
All right, so .NET, they're not resting on their laurels at 15?
Absolutely. So .NET Core Roadmap. And there's a number of things that this post goes through, and you can read it obviously in more detail, but it's kind of like, what do you do from a framework perspective? What are the things you want to make investments in? So core investments in things like performance. How do we do things like having .NET Standard to make sure that there's one way my application, and for those library writers, I'm building JSON.NET or any of these libraries, I want to be able to have a simple way to do multi-targeting. Everybody remembers the PCL hell where you had to have the different profiles and all that stuff. That's all gone with .NET Standard. So I guess the stewardship of those features so that you can do that as well. And then other things like tooling. How can we make sure that we're doing the right tooling, and not just tooling in Visual Studio, but also for Mac and Visual Studio Code? So it's a great post. If you do anything with .NET and .NET Core, you should definitely read this.
Definitely. So the Build Conference, we were going to promote that you can go register for the Build Conference, but as usual, it's sold out.
Yeah! Right. Very nice! I bought 1,000 tickets. I am so excited. Please buy them. Okay.
So
Lonely in Seattle 8-5.
It is. So that is right. It's coming back to Seattle, which is fun. I think Build maybe 3 or 4 years ago was in Seattle, but it was actually, technically it was in Redmond. This time it's in Seattle, Seattle proper.
Conference center.
That's right. So
we won't have a ginormous tent on campus.
Yeah, that's right. But super cool. I don't know exactly what they're planning. I'm sure that there will be some sort of integration back with Redmond, I hope, where you can, if you're coming to Build, come to Redmond as well. I've heard them talking about those plans.
No, it's good to talk about unannounced plans.
Yeah, pre-announced
plans. Fantastic.
Yeah. Catch that, okay. Mary Jo.
Hey, there we go. And there's our PR person.
Clint learned to throw. Anyway, super cool. Look forward to that. And also the Visual Studio launch.
Yes. So, and I love this picture, Visual Studio 97. I remember waiting the 45 minutes to install. And man, do you remember when that install was 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Crazy. So they're launching again in March, and the exact event is March 7th for Visual Studio 2017. So all our dear friends will be on there. There's a bunch of things around using Visual Studio 2017, .NET Core, and all slew of application types. I'll actually be hosting as well. So Seth Juarez will be hosting. It's the usual suspects, and it'll all be live here on Channel 9.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you've installed Visual Studio 2017, you may have noticed that there's no download for an ISO, which is great if you need, which is required if you're going to do an offline install, or if you just want to have all the bits kind of archived somewhere in case you need them again. And Scott Hanselman has a nice post where he talks about how you can build an ISO. Now, the reason that we don't ship an ISO is that we're actually shipping things in the box that we're not allowed to package up and ship as an ISO, such as the Android SDK and maybe some others in there. So it's all good stuff. But due to the licensing terms, we're not allowed to just ship that in a repackage it. And so if you want to, you can follow these instructions where it basically uses the same installer, but it writes everything to an ISO. And so you've got options for being able to either download the whole thing or just the packages that you care about and then putting those down to disk. So good one to bookmark.
And then UWP Toolkit. So our dear friends on Giorgio's team who are here. Hey, yeah, okay, all right, good, okay. Let's just do that all the time. I have released a new version of the UWP Toolkit 1.3. Probably one of my favorite features is their Markdown text block. So the idea of, hey, I have Markdown and I can actually see a kind of a real-time rendering of that Markdown syntax is very cool. And then some of the other things, whether it's a text box mask or regex, where you could actually apply common masks, like, hey, I want to see a phone number. A pretty common thing. Rather than you having to tediously say it's going to be, you know, area code and then this thing, you can actually have a mask for that input. So lots of cool controls and kind of a get you to market quicker when you're building your UWP apps.
It figures that the docs guy would get excited about the Markdown control. So
yeah, exactly.
Totally see what you're coding up these days.
And phone numbers. So there you go.
So if you've watched any demos on HoloLens, you may have wondered how they actually pull off these demos where you can see the presenter up there and he's moving around and then you also see kind of what he's
seeing. You have the HoloLens.
Right.
I'm the camera recorder, and now I can see that you see a spaceship.
That's right.
How does it work?
Yeah, so the real kits that they use for these are like $50,000 that they use for the keynotes. But if you can actually build your own if you've got a digital SLR, and this article covers how to build that rig, where basically you put another HoloLens on top of it so it gets the tracking, but then it does a real-time overlay of what's actually in that virtual universe. So did I miss anything, DeFalco?
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing.
No, oh,
yeah!
Hey, throw another nine guy.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking of virtual reality, there's also a new library out from Microsoft, or a set of libraries and components. One is a simulator that allows you to see what it would look like if you actually wrote code and deployed it to a drone and then ran it through a virtual simulation. So you obviously, it's very expensive. You don't want to like write shadow detection logic and then have it accidentally confuse shadows and lampposts, right? And so you can run that through the simulator. The other thing here is that it also normalizes it gives you a common API for speaking to two of the most popular drone programming frameworks, which I've spaced on the name right now, but they basically tried to bubble that up and normalize the API so you can write once and fly anywhere, if you will.
So there is an entire category of sporting event called drone races.
Yeah.
So you start thinking about this, I think it will be the fastest category that's obsolete. Once you can actually have a source code that would basically run faster and completely optimize, throw machine learning in here, and it won't be a sport anymore.
That's crazy to think about. And I don't know if you saw during the Super Bowl, they had this Amazon commercial that had this drone pop up at the end and said something like,
"Oh, I thought you were talking
like
about the Intel show where they had the series of lights and then those were all in a grid. And then you ruined Christmas by telling me that it was actually pre-recorded.
It was pre-recorded. Lady Gaga did not actually jump off of the roof during the Super Bowl. She was basically suspended. Anyway, we're way off topic. The idea is Amazon is teasing that the drone delivery is like coming soon or something. So I'll be excited for that. I can't wait to get a drone deliver stuff to my doorstep that I don't really need, but it's going to get there quickly.
Okay, let's cut Brian off. Now, the next thing to think about is 68 things that the CLR does before executing a single line of your code. And this was actually, there was originally a talk in PDC 2001, since we're talking about what happens. You have a Hello World app, console.writeline Hello World, and you just realize how much stuff the CLR is doing, whether you're actually looking at the PE executable, whether you're actually loading the CLR to be able to do this stuff.
Well, there's a spot where it actually calls Anders to see what it should do next, and then he types back. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Very complicated.
I had no idea it was that complicated.
Yep.
So, but it is very cool if you're interested in the internals and understanding what actually happens, what things are loaded in what time, and the sequence of those things, especially as you start thinking about .NET and the CLR going cross-platform, it's kind of a fascinating read on the internals.
Yeah, and that's saying nothing of other things like garbage collection and other stuff that's happening in the background as you're using .NET.
Right.
All right, so that brings us to Picks of the Week.
Picks of the Week! Yeah, the crowd is going crazy here. Wow.
So this one is super useful. Stay with me here. So there was a police blurb that came out a few weeks ago.
Yes.
That there was a jogger running naked. Well, I guess he had shoes on, so he wasn't technically naked.
Okay.
But other than shoes, he was naked. Through the, I think I said Redmond. I think we all know it was the Redmond Microsoft campus.
Okay.
And so the police spotted him. His bare buttocks, to be specific, pulled him over, was concerned for his safety because it was super cold out. He said he was out training for training to be in cold weather, and what better way to do it than to run naked through Microsoft's campus. So this is pretty neat. Raymond Chen reposted this.
Yes, and this is the actual public safety thing on the tip. So.
Yeah, and I love how he closes with, "We do not have pictures to share of this incident. You are welcome."
Fantastic. So my pick of the week is, you know, at the
self-promotional.
Self-promotional. We talked about the Windows team, but there, we do and are trying to move everyone over to docs.microsoft.com. It's super exciting to have Windows on there and contributions and community feedback.
So who else is on there?
We got all of Azure, our dear friends in Visual Studio 2017, which we're updating the RC to the RTM. We're talking to our dear friends in Team Services as well, and all the other, I would say, smaller products and services as well, from like Microsoft Groove to some things in SQL Servers, different teams that do PowerShell, and so on and so forth. And we got a bunch of surprises too for Build. Coming up as well, yeah.
And want to pre-announce anything?
No, I like my job.
Yeah. So what about, so what does this mean for MSDN Library?
So we are, there's a number of things we are going through a process of, do we actually need to move it over? I'd say probably one of the hilarious things, if you search for Audio Mixer, it's a library that you can use in Windows 10 to mix audio in C++. One of the top results used to be the Audio Mixer class for Windows CE 5.0.
That's a good one.
Yes. So I don't think anyone cares about Windows CE 5.0, but what is our actual policy for that content? Mm-hmm. In some cases, this gets into legal stuff, but you have to maintain that documentation no matter what. So even if it's, you know, I think Visual Studio was like a 5+5, so for things for the framework, we have to have it somewhere. And so we're basically going through and meeting with each of these teams, what is the policy, and can we actually retire this stuff? Because there's a lot of cruft, unfortunately, as well.
Right.
I think the other part is .NET Framework, and this is one of the things we're trying to unify our docs. So we would basically copy-paste every version of the .NET Framework, so you talk about .NET 1, 2, 3, 3, 5, 4, 0, and all the versions within there, and then .NET Core as well, where you can have a unified view of all .NET docs, and not just all .NET docs that ship with the .NET Framework, but all .NET docs across Microsoft. So, and doing that across all languages, how do I see every single Java API that Microsoft ships, or Node API, or PowerShell commandlet, or .NET API? So it is a long-term thing, and a lot of times it really is about how can we retire things as quickly as possible.
Awesome. I can't wait to retire. All right.
Yes,
thanks
exactly.
for sticking with us.
There's love in the room.
We'll see you. Well, we won't see you next week. Someone will see you next week.
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks, everyone.
Oh, boy.
Everybody, look at them. Look at them. Fear! Look at fear! God, he moved.
Oh, no.
Ah, tell me you got that!
Good show.
Good show.